Blog Talk Radio.
You are the God of greater. You are the God of more than enough. You are the God of abundance, my creator, the all-sufficient one. In you, nothing missing, oh Lord, and nothing lacking. In you, all provision, my creator, the all-sufficient one.
You are the God.
Believe that.
Is
that who He is to you? It's sufficient. Father, in you. Hallelujah. Nothing lacking. Sufficient. Come on, we worship. Let's say it again. In you, nothing missing. Nothing lacking in Him. Father, in you all provision. Come on, let's take it up. Come on, help us out, Daniel.
Amen. Good morning. In you, nothing lacking. In you, talking about God, you're all sufficient. Amen. Thank God. Good morning and welcome. And thank you for joining us this morning. And ain't that something? Now, I didn't even preach yesterday and my voice acting crazy, but I think it's because I went out yesterday without anything around my neck. I know I'm in trouble. I know. I am suffering those consequences. So I'm like, oh, I'm not preaching. So I just kind of jumped out and didn't have my scarf. And I tell you, amen. Need I say any more? But I thank God. I thank God. Well, I got to start today by wishing a happy birthday. So a very special person, today is my son's 10th birthday, and I tell you, every time I think about it, I almost want to cry that my son has turned 10 years old, and when I tell you, these 10 years have gone by extremely fast. It seems like these 10 years went by faster than with my daughters, and I'm telling you, so young Xavier, Master Xavier, is 10 years old, and I am so grateful and thankful to God for him and for God bringing him into the world so that his genius can be experienced and had in this world. And I'm thankful to God for the impact that he will make as a man here in this world. And so help me wish Xavier a happy birthday. And we're grateful to God for him. Amen. So he's big time now, y'all. So, you know, I can't. He's double digits. So, man, amen. We thank God for it. The whole weekend was just such a blessing. Such a blessing. And Hope, again, just happy anniversary, 15 years of impact and bringing hope to our community, bringing hope to the people of God, and bringing hope wherever God has pointed out to us, wherever the Lord has told us to be involved in something, be a part of something, we have brought hope to that place. And I'm so grateful for the privilege of leading such an amazing people who love God, who love each other, and who love the community. And I'm just so grateful, so grateful to God for this amazing, amazing church that God has given us over these last 15 years. And so we're going to be celebrating all year, just a little thing, some things just all year. I'm just excited just to see the Lord do some things with us and through us. So just keep tuned, stay tuned, as they say, for what God is saying and what he's doing. But the word on yesterday from Simon T. Bailey was such a powerful and on-time word for our church. He said, it's time to release your brilliance. It's time to release your brilliance. And so that was certainly a word for our church. God has given us so much. He has blessed us so much. And it's time to release that brilliance. He looked at the book of Daniel. He looked at Daniel and Shadrach. Well, after the names are changed, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how the king wanted some smart men. He wanted some smart people that had been taken captive, and he wanted the men, the people of nobility, to come into his house. That was one of the practices of the conquering king. When the king conquered a nation, they would take the best of that nation back to that homeland, believing that if we removed the smartest, the best leaders, those who were born, it really boils down to this: if they removed those who were born to experience greatness, who were taught to move toward their destiny, those of nobility, those who were in the king's lineage, they were groomed from their birth to lead. And so if they took all of the people with the leadership potential, if they took them out of the conquered land and brought them to the conquering land, it would make the conquering king more powerful, because he would have more leaders and he would be able to assimilate those leaders into their way of life, thereby raising up strong leadership that was really in the line of the people he conquered. But he wanted them to look like his people and act like his people. In other words, he wanted to pretend like these great people from other nations that they conquered were really part of them. And they would often send them back to subjugate the people that they had conquered. And so here it is. They pulled Daniel and these three other Hebrew boys and wanted to assimilate them into the Babylonian culture. And they said, nah, we kind of know who we are, and you cannot bring us into to look like, act like, eat like. You really need to follow the God that we have been raised and raised to serve. And so they said, you know what, if you just give us an opportunity to not assimilate in this way, meaning the food and those things, we're going to show you something. And they found out that they looked better, they were stronger, they were smarter, because they did not eat the food of the king. They did not adhere to those things. And you see later, if you read through Daniel, and you see later that though their stance got them all in trouble. Their stance got the three Hebrew boys locked up in the furnace that was fire, and it got Daniel put into the lion's den. So that's how those particular things came about, because now they were too different. They were too set apart, and as they were too set apart, people became jealous of who they were and looked for ways to destroy them. And that's a really good picture of where some of us are. We've made a decision to follow God for real, not just on Sunday and not just when people are looking. We've made a decision to follow God when people aren't looking and when it's not Sunday. Every day of the week, we've made the decision to live for God, to love for God, and to lead for God. And so it doesn't matter where you put us. We are going to hold on to our Christian sensibilities and our Christian nobilities, and we are going to be people of integrity. We are going to be people who love, people who are concerned about people, people who are lifting other people. We are not going to cut people's throat to climb the corporate ladder or a financial ladder or any kind of ladder. And so we've made decisions to live for God and to be an example to the world and wherever we are. And then it comes out that while people recognize, wow, with that attitude, they just seem to be happier. They seem to have more peace. They seem to be more content. They seem to be more loving. And so some people are excited about that, and others are not, because they see that you have a peace that they don't have. They have more money than you. I just said something. I said they have more money than you, and they notice, but you have more peace. They have more things than you, but they notice that you have more wisdom. They have more influence than you, but they notice that you have something that separates you from them. And sometimes people will come in and ask you, what is it, and ask you to help them to get closer, and other times they will attack you. Other times they will come against you. Other times they will look to find people to turn against you. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. The boss will all of a sudden start getting information about you that's not true, that just continues to erode a relationship. People start saying stuff like they think they're better with everybody else, stuff like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They begin to fight you on every hand, and you're wondering, why are they fighting me? They're the ones with the money and the influence and the great relationships. They're the ones with what appears to be this great family. They've got the two and a half kids and the house with the white picket fence. They've got college. They got everything. Why are they attacking me? Because inside of you is something that they know they can't have. It's that brilliance that God has given you. It's the genius in you. And so I'm praying that you release it. Stop playing the back row. Stop playing the back seat. Stop pretending like you bring nothing to the table. Step up this week and know that you are brilliant in God, and God has placed something amazing in you, and it's time for you to release it. Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you. It's time for us to release who you have called us to be at our job, in our communities, in our church, in our homes, everywhere we are. It's time for us to release the brilliance, the genius, the leadership, the grace that you've placed in us. And I'm praying that you would give us wisdom as we move forward in releasing and showing the world the God that we serve. We're going to show the world in the way we love. We're going to show the world in the way we speak. We're going to show the world in the way we treat other people. We're going to show the world in the way we manage our money. We're going to show the world that though we look like you, though we are in this world, we are not of this world. So we thank you, we love you, and we thank you for a great week of purpose, on purpose, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Don't forget, See you this Wednesday as we continue dealing with the doctrines of our faith. We're going to start talking about from scriptures. Now we're going to move into how did we get to the place where we were born in sin. So we're going to talk about that Wednesday. Love you, and we'll see you then. Bye.